discuss Ahmed Bey's. Just before we go further, I'd like to mention we had had a drash, the it says that the Gemara says that midin teire a moicher is potter aser ta'asa v'yachalta v'loi moicher. And because of this, it seems the Chanoyes shall base Inoy was Seimach on this drash, and they didn't, even though the Chachamim Asad Motzaloi Heter Mina Teira. So I would just like to mention for 1 minute this miyut that a moichel is part of Mina Meiser. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Aloches Aleph Menhilches Meisres, the Rambam says Amir de Kepshat Einei Chayev Lahafrish Maser Min HaTeire Ela HaGeimel Peiroisov Laochlon LaAtzmai. A person made Gemar Meloche with an intent he's going to eat these peiros, so therefore this becomes taboo. Aval hagoimron lemochron, or what is, if he was made gmar melochem, because he has no intent of eating these peiros, he wants to sell these peiros, potter min hatoyah. So then there's no chiyuv tevel on these peiros, because it says aser ta'aser v'yachalto. So l'chayre, they were the chanoyes were samech on this drash, and and they said it says v'yachalto v'loy moicher. We mentioned yesterday that they held that Chazal do not have any right to ask for something that's mafurish bekro. But the way that the Rambam says pshat, that the p'tur moicher is from v'yachalto, perhaps the way anyone will say pshat, the p'tur moicher is from v'yachalto, that if you make a gmar meloche because you want to eat it, but not if you want to sell it, it doesn't become tevel min ha-teirem. I mean, this is not mefurish bekro. This is, fakel, this is the second posik. Asa tasas kol tvuas zarecho hayetze es sode shona shona v'yochal tov ne'ashem alekecha v'mokim shivcha l'shakin shmai shom Maisa de Gonchos, a pasha de Kos speaking about Maisa Shani, that you should eat Maisa Shani in Yerushalayim. That's pasha de Kos. Chazal made a drash that the whole chi of Aser Ta'aser is only if you have an intent to eat it, if you have an intent to sell it, so then there's no chi of Afroshes Maisres. It's not chal on the tvua Hashem tevel. So this is zikha not pashtei dekro. This is a drash that Chazal said. So if the Rabbon and the Yasser, it's zikha not mefurish bekro. So Mamela, so they had no right to say that they were seimach on the posik motzolei hetam in ha-teire. The whole din of the Taz is that gets mefurish bekro, but this is far from mefurish bekro. Let us go further in the Gemara. Bekitzo, we had a memre of Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yochanan that they had said that the chiyuv afroshes trumas ha-maisres is first chal after Korinth Rabbi Yanei, Yenid, Rias Pnei Abayis, Korinth Rabbi Yochanan, Rias Pnei Achotza. Is Mosiv Marzutre, so Marzutre Esta Kashe. We learned Ezeu Goironon Lemaisris. What is the Goiron Lemaisris? It means what is called the Gmar Meloche Lemaisris. Bikishuyin Ubediluyin Mishayivkisu. Mishayivkisu, so let's see what Rashi says. Eze Goironon Shalperis Lemaisris. Shekori Goiron Ugmar Meloche. Lesser behen Achilles Arei. Now Achilles Arei is also awesome. This is called Gmar Meloche. Misheyif Yifkesu. So Rashi says, Misheyot Misheyinotel Pikes Shalahen. When there's a certain type of a perach, of a flower, that grows on the Kishuyim, that grows on this kishuim and diluyim. When this perach falls off, that's called the gmar meloch. Mishi notel pikes shalahem, vohu perach hagodel b'roishay, v'dovok boy, v'lach hazman hu neifel betolosh. So this is called the gmar melochem, when this perach falls off. Now it says, Mishayivkisu. Va'omar Rabbi Asi, what does that mean, Mishayivkisu? Mishayinoto pikeshalahem. When the pikes, when this perach will fall off, so that's called gmar meloch. My love, Mishayivkisu afilu besode. That means he's saying as soon as this occurs, he doesn't say any other conditions, as soon as the perach falls off, wherever it will fall off, that's called gmar meloche, and then now it's is a din tevel. It's also bachilas arei. Maila misheyivkesu afilu besode, because he doesn't say any other tnoim, wherever the perach falls off, becomes tevel. So this is Akash and Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. That's, there's another din. You need Rias Pnei Abayis. So the Gemara says, Loi Mishayivkisu Babayis. No, no, we're not talking about Mishayivkisu Basode. If you need Rias Pnei Abayis, you need Rias Pnei Abayis. So we are speaking about that there was Rias Pnei Abayis, and now it's still not Gmar Meloche because the Perach is still on. And when the Perach will fall off, that's the Gmar Meloche. So it's no Kasha and Rabbi Yani and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, if they're coming to be Moisef, that after Rias Pnei Abayis, we need that the perach should fall off. That means Rias Pnei Abayis is not enough. We need the Netilas HaPerach. Ihochi mi sheyivkisu ad sheyivkisu mi boilei. That means, so it should have said, the Goyren Lemaisa is not enough that you brought it into the Abayis. No, till the perach will fall off, It's not Gmar Meloche. So that means we're being Moisef and Rias Pnei Abayis. You need this also. Achi Yifkisu Mi Boilei. So the Gemara says, no. Really, we need Rias Pnei Abayis. And we also need that the Perach should fall off in the Abayis. We need both. But itone ad sheyivkisu, if it would say this lotion, which you think is a proper lotion, that means there was Rias Pnei Abayis and there was Nefilas HaPerach. Itone ad sheyivkisu havamine ad digoma lepikusayu. That means that I would think that it's coming to tell us that it's only called a gmar melochem when the perach of all the kishuyim fell off, that's ad sheif kisu, till all the perachim fall off. Kamash malon, that's what mishe yif kisu, mechiyas chuli pikusayu. As long as it started falling off, that's the lashon of the mem. That means really not as soon as it falls off, it's gemar malach afilu basada. No. Yizichini drias pnei abayis, the way Rabbi Yannai said, or yis pnei achotza, the way Rabbi Yechanan said. But that's what it says, mishe yif kisu, that means, but as soon as there was Rias Pnei Abayis and the Perach started falling off from some of them, so that already has a Din Gmar Moloche for all the Kishuyim, and then it's Chai B'mais. So it's no Kasher on Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yannai. Ad Sheyiv Kisumi Boilei, Sokrashi Oyel Lashminen Oso, it's coming to tell us the af bayis einay keveya at sheyifkisu, if it's coming to tell us bayis yizichani, no bayis alone is not enough, you need nefilas haperach, is hochimi boile lemisne. So it should have said at sheyifkisu vahashto desanya mi sheyifkisu lashmine noso, that as soon as the perach falls off, the mishayiv kisun is chayv ubechol mokim shem. As soon as it fell off, it's already chayv b'mais. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Mosiv mar zutro. Berei de Rav Nachman. We learned goyronoi lemaisa. When is the goyron lemaisa lachayev olov mishum tabu, that you're chayev on tabu, when is the goyen mishetigomar malachto, by gmar malachto veizehu, but now here it's specific, veizehu gmar malachto, when is it called gmar malachto, meleches hachnososom. So the Gemara understood that Hachnososon Zaloshin Asife, when you make a kri in the Sode, that's called Gmar Melacha. That's called Gmar Meloche. So we see clearly that Gmar Meloche is when you make a kri in the Sode, you bring together the kernels of Tvuah and you make a pile. That's called Gmar Meloche. So we see clearly you do not need Rias Pnei Abayis. My lav hachnososon afilu basode. Loi hachnososon lebayis. Hachnososon is not a loshen asife. It's a loshen knise. Zehu gmar melachtam. This is the gmar melachim. Let us see Rashi. Achi Garcine, Gaironoi Lemaisa Lishayev Olov Mishim Tabu. When are you Chayev of Tabu? Mishitigoma Malachtoi. Ve'ezoi Gmar Malachtoi. Meleches Achnososoi. The Meloch of Achnosa. My love Besode. Umay Achnososoi. What is the translation of Achnososoi? Sevirosei vasifosei lekri. You brought it together to make a pile. Loshen kinus. Achnos is a loshen of asifa, of bringing together. So we see that there's a gmar meloche besode. Don't have to bring it lebayis. So the Gemara says, no, loy achnososei lebayis. The loshen kniso, and achnososai means to bring in, not to bring together, to bring it. So agavucha, this is, we had an omedalef, Rashi said such a loshen, Rashi said, hilkach atshe yigomer kol lekitosai viyikoneis lebayis Lav Gmar Malacha. Rashi said the Indian of Knisa Labayis is the Gmar Malacha. That means bringing it into the house. That's considered the Gmar Malacha. So here we see in this Lashon of the Gemara that the Braisa says this. This is called the Gmar Malacha. God, it's very interesting. We could understand that that's considered Gmar Malacha, taking it in from the field into the house. That's called the Gmar Malacha. That means that in the field, that's not Gmar Malacha. You bring it into the house, that's Gmar Malacha. But we see there's in Meyuchad de Kahalachas, you need Derech Sha'orim. It has to be brought in through the shower, through the front door. You bring it in Derech Gagis Chatzeres Fekarfifais. So that's not called Achnosa Labayis. And if the whole concept is, this is the Gmar Malacha, you have it in the house. So Lachayre Kanchei Laben, what the Chilik, how you got it into the house. Balkaponim, we see Alkaponim that here it says that this is called the Gmar Malacha. So for Kelps, it's no Kash and Rabbiana. The boy is saying it, and now the Gemara says a new text. Ki koma Rabbi Yanai, that what Rabbi Yanai said, that you need Riyas Pnei Habayis in order to be Chayev B'tevo, ki koma Rabbi Yanai b'zeisim va'anovim. By Zaysim Va'anovim, the lav b'nei goyreninu. You don't make a goyren out of them. You don't make a pile in the field. So by Zaysim Va'anovim, so there you need Riyas Pnei Abayis. Avolchitin Usoirim by Tvuim, goyren behed yeksiv bei, it says beferish in the Torah, goyren. And Goyren means that what you were ma'asif together, the tvua in the field. So in the second teretz of the Gemara's machadish, that this halacha that Rabbi Yanai said that you need riyas pnei abayis was not said by tvua. It was only said by zeisim va'anovim, by peiris, where there's no Goyren in the soda. So there, you need the Riyas Pnei Abayis, but by Tvuah, that was your Ma'asif, the Tvuah together, and you make a pile out of it, that Kufa is Gmar Malacha. And you don't need more than that. Zot Rashi, he come Arabianai the bayis toiveyam banovim vizeisim hoim dim lachila. So ba'av hein b'chal trume umaiso shalamin atoire. There's also anovim vizeisim, you also chayim in atoire trume samaisres. So there you need riyas pnei abayis. V'kivin de lav v'nei goyreninu, since by Zaysim Banovim. They say this, you do not make a goyim besodim, kinisos on labayis kaibate. So that makes a kvias that there should be a chiv tabu, shaylem kvias acha. There's no other kvias. Avo chitim usoirim, goyim behedik sibay. Chitim usoirim, so there's no inyan of Riyas Pnei Abayis, as long as the Goyren was made, it's Chayiv B'Tev. Fact Rashi, Rohodom Rinen Ba'almem, Rashi is the Kashi from a Gemara Mesechtes Psochem. The Gemara says over there, Gabi Chover Shemeis, was a Chover that died, Miniach Megure Malaya Peiris, he left over Megura Malaya Peiris. That means we come now into the house and we see this Megura Malaya Peiris. So the din is, so we see this in the house, and there's Gmar Malacha ready. So we know that the Zikha was Chal Achiyev Tevel. The Chavar died. We do not know if he was Mafrish Tumis or Maisris. So the Gemara says, Chazok al Chavar, Sheini Minich Mitachet Shodei Dover, Sheini Mesukim. So I can assume, this is an assumption, I can assume that he was Mafrish Tumis or Maisris. So the Gemara has a big problem with this. The Gemara is a problem, we should say, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadar. That means, I see there was Zichachal Achiev Tevel on the Tvur. Speaking about it was Memurach. There was Gvar Meloche. So there was Abad Achiev Tevel. I have a Chazoke, Mestamed, the Chava was Mafresh. So how can you rely on this Chazoke in order to be permitted to eat the Tvur? We should say, Ein Sofik, Moitz Midei Vadar. That's a Gemara's Akasha. One of the terutzim of the Gemara is, Mikore Eima de Laf Tovu. So the Gemara says, who says it was Vadai Tevu? Kirabo Ishaya, the Omar Odom Marim Al Tovu Osoi, Umachnis Aperes Bemoit Shalem. Al Tovu Osoi Maritz Atvu Bemoit Shalem. Rabbi Ishaya said, that Rias Pnei Abayis, which is Machayev Betavu Mina Torah, that is Davke, when it entered the Bayis, there was no Mait, there was no Psoilus anymore. That means there was a Gemar Malocha on the Tvuah, it was cleaned from all Psoilus, and now it was brought into the Bayis, so then there's a Chiyev Tevel Mina Torah. But Marim Odo, a person can make a dreidel. Know what he can do? He can bring the Tvur in B'moit Shalom. So that means he brought it in with the Psoilus. In the house, he's gonna be Mevarah the Tvur and clean the Tvur. So since Mishas Knisosa Labayis, it was not Roy Lachila, so this Knisa Labayis is not Mechayim Betrumis HaMaisos. That's what Rabbi Ishaya said. Fine. So the Gemara says over there on the Kasha that the Gemara had asked. The Gemara had asked the Kasha, how can you be Soimech An Chazoke? Al Chove Sheini Moitz Mitachas Yodi Dovo Sheini Mesukin. Ein Sofik Moitz Midei Vadai. So the Gemara says, who says was Vadai Tevel? Who says that when this Tvuah was brought into the house, it was Chal Achiyev Tevel? Maybe the Tvuah was brought in B'moit Shelo, so there never was a proper Rias Pnei Abayis, so never became Tevel, so it's a Sofik Tevel. It's a Sofik Tevel. And I say, Mestamed the Chavu was thus. So Mamela, so what's your Kasha? So Rashi is a Mordek Kasha. Our Gemara said in the second Teretz, the whole Rabbi Yanai that said you need Rias Pnei Abayis was Dachke by Seisim Vanovim, because there's no Goyrim. But by Tvue, you don't need Bechal Rias Pnei Abayis. Afilo Goyrim Besod is Mechayim. So it means there's no din of Rias Pnei Abayis. So now, if I come into the house, I see it's Memurach. Could be he brought it in B'moit Shalom. But the Gmar Melocha of Tvu is, as long as you made a Goyrim, wherever you made the Goyrim, you made the Goyrim, the field, you made the Goyrim, the house, it's irrelevant. Wherever a Goyrim was made, it was a Gmar Melocha, the mitzvah was taken off, the psoilus was taken off, that's called Gmar Melocha by Tvu, and there's no need of Rias Pnei Abayis. So Lechayre, the Gemara in Psochem is not like the second Lashon in our Gemara. The Gemara in Psochem assumes that by Tvuah you need Rias Pnei Abayis, and that's why so it's not Vadai Tevel, because who says there was a Rias Pnei Abayis that was Machayim? Maybe he brought in the Tvuah B'moit Shelo. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, I feel according to Rabbi Yana, Yoni Nidris, Nehabais, Baisais, and Banobim, but not for it. So that's Rashi's kasha. Behold, I'm reading Baalman. Rabbi Chovin Shemais, Venir Megur Malaya Peres, Mikore Eimer Deloy Tovu, who says Bechalal ever became Tovu, Ke Rabbi Yeshaya, the Omer Odom Marim Altri Tvu Osoi, Lastly, Hai Terutze, the Gemara Psochim does not hold like the second Teretz of our Gemara. And that Gemara holds, also the Bechitim Esoirim, Nami, Omra, Rabbi Yanai, Yinidri, Yisbnei Abayis, and that's the first Teretz of the Gemara, that Gemara Moloch is Knisosom, Knisosom Labayis. This is the Gemara according to Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis and go back to Daf Peches and Medav. Ad sheyire pnei habayis. Now we hear Amachloikis, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, v'nid riyas pnei habayis or riyas pnei achotza. Rabbi Yanai said v'nid riyas pnei habayis because it says v'yarti ha-kodesh min habayis, habayis tois. The Chiyuv Maisris is first Chal afterwards Nichnas Labayis. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ochlu Bishorecho, that it was in the Chotzer is also sufficient. Vim Taima, Trek Taisvis, was Nan Bepeire Kimmel de Maisris, Umaisi Lei Bishile Yoitze Doifen, Eizehu Chotzer, Shechayeves b'maisa. Where do you have a chotzer that's chayev b'maisa? That means when it's nichnas l'soicha chotzer becomes chayev b'maisa. Not every chotzer. Chotzer tzuris. Need a chotzer tzuris. A chotzer tzuris is chayev b'maisa. Zok the Mishnah vayta v'ezeu chotzer tzuris. What's called a chotzer tzuris? Kol sha'keilim Nishmorim l'soicha, it's a chotzer hamishtamer, and memele, so sotzer chotzer, if the tvua entered this chotzer, yechayu b'mais. Fine. So now, Rabbi Yanai has a merdeka problem. Rabbi Yanai is an amoyre. Rabbi Yanai said that you need to riyas b'nei abayis. Rabbi Yechon said riyas b'nei chotzer. There's enough in the Mishnah in Maisres that says, that eizeh chotzer shechayemes b'maisa, a chotzer mishtamen. So this Mishnah sounds very much like Rabbi Yochanan. This Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Because we hear Rabbi Yochanan said, ma bayis mishtamen, ma chotzer mishtamen. That's why it said bayis. So because this Mishnah is mamish what Rabbi Yochanan said. But what did Rabbi Yanai do with this Mishnah? A knisa l'chotzer is not a mechayev. The ain loyma, so Taisa says, I'll tell you what teretz, but this teretz is not a good teretz. The ain loyma, the Rabbi Yanai ain echayevis b'maisa, ad she yirep nei abayis. No, you need yirep nei abayis. Up nei hachotzer, the hainu, that means, in order that there should be a chiyev maisa, she yachnisenu derech sha hachotzer labayis. That's shot. So for Kel, you need a knisa lebayis, but just like he has to go derech chatzera to the bayis. So you need a knisa through the chotzer to the bayis. So now I'm telling you, minatoyre, you need a knisa lechotzer according to Rabbi Yanai. It can't stop by the chotzer, but it has to go through the chotzer to the bayis. V'chi omar besomuch l'Rabbi Yanai b'shorecho, the Gemara is the kasha according to Rabbi Yanai, what you do b'shorecho, which Rabbi Yochanan said shari chatzeres. So the Gemara is Rabbi Yanai, what do you do? And he said la'fuki derech gagois. So the way I'm saying now, you don't just say derech gagois. Bisharecho is telling you that it has to go through the chotzer to the bayis. Havi motzi lemeime lafuki machnis lebayis b'loy derech shara chotzer. The Gemara could have said that. Fine. Okay. But so far wouldn't be too gefährlich. We could say that according to Rabbi Yanai, you need derech shara chotzer to the chotzer, then from the chotzer to the bayis. So if that is true, heichi komar besamoch. The Gemara says later. The Gemara says the Gemara is takasha. So what's the case that the alekeach is chayev? Mailav besode. So the Gemara says no. It's speaking about. Hoche betena imedes begino v'naifa naita l'chotza mandoma labayis labayis. But that's what the Gemara said. That alekeich is chayev yehev atena that's naita labayis or naita l'chotza. So Taisva says nimkeim heichi kama besamach ulamandoma labayis labayis. Heich Efsha, if you will say, according to Rabbi Yanai, the Peiri has to go through the Shah HaChotzer and then to the Shah HaBayis, Heich Efsha Sho'imed Poyel BeBayis, the Poyel is standing in the Bayis, V'toilesh Uvo Derech Shah HaChotzer. So how is it possible? That means if you're telling me such a Tanai, that in order to be Chayev, the Peire has to go through first the Chotzer and then the Bayis, and we're saying the Poyel is in the Bayis, so Mishlein, if you wouldn't say Maishtik Teire, so it's very good. The Taino was Noita right in front of the Delos of the Bayis. The Poyel was inside the Bayis, he was plucking the Taino, and he put it into the Bayis, so it was Derech Shara Bayis. But if you're telling me that it has to go Derech Chotzer, how can the Poyel be in the Bayis and it's going Derech Shara Chotzer? Umiyu Yesh Loima, see, that's not too gefährlich. Heiche Shatene Noita L'Chotzer Oy ay medes bechotza, os ein zorich rias pnea chotza, ele davke bo oysan shen nil kotois chutz lechotza, zorich she yachnisen derech shara chotza. So Tosfos says, maybe this kash is not gefährlich. I just told you there's a din, that in order for Peres to be mechuyev, it has to go through the chotza and the bayis. First to the Shah HaChotzer, and then to the Shah HaBayis, and then enter this Labayis, then it becomes Tavu. So Tosfos said, could be that is true. But that is Davke if the Peiri was Nilkat Chutz LaChotzer. So in order for it to become Chayiv B'Tavu, it has to go to the Shah HaChotzer and the Shah HaBayis. But if you have a Taina, that's Noita L'Chotzer. So when you liken it, you're not liken it outside of the Chotzer. You're liken it in the Chotzer already. Or the Tain is Mamish in the Chotzer. So then there's no din of going to the Shara Chotzer. The whole din of Shara Chotzer, what I said, was only if it was Nilkat outside of the Chotzer, then you need this ceremony of Derech Shara Chotzer and Shara Bayis. But if you have a branch that is going into the Chotzer, so when you like it in the Chotzer already, then it doesn't have to go through the Shara Chotzer. So the Gemara is very good. So the Gemara is speaking about that the branch was bent over into the Chotzer. Person is standing in the Bayis, he reaches out his hand to the Chotzer, he's like it, the Ta'in, and no problem. V'chein mashme b'peire gimel d'maisres, v'snan, we learned a mishne, t'eine ho'emedes b'chotzer, It says that a taina that is oimid bechotza, oichel achas achas, you're allowed to eat separately the pelis, that's called an achilas arai, v'mtzirev shtayim chayim. So now, it's oimedes bechotza, there was no knise derech shara chotza, taina oimedes bechotza, so it would seem, this is what I just said, that if lemaise the lakita is in the chotza, then you do not need, and you don't need knisa shara chotza. Our Tosfos says chaimashma maybe perhaps that's only at the rabbanon the kedim, but could be not, could be at the raisa the kedim. But Tosfos says this is wrong. This nam the perik beis the trumis. So what did Tosfos say? Tosfos is in the middle of a kasha. Rabbi Yanai said that in order that should be a din tevel nidrias pnei abayis. That's what Rabbi Yanai said. So Tosfos had a mishnah in Maisris. The Mishnah says a Maisris, Eize chotzer shechayeves b'maiser, chotzer tzuris. So we see this, a chotzer that's chayev b'maiser. So Tosfos had a kasha, how could you have a chotzer that's chayev b'maiser, according to Rabbi Yanai? That was Tosfos' kasha. So I said, no, it doesn't mean that the chotzer alone is chayev b'maiser. It has to go through the chotzer to the bayis. But a chotzer alone is potter min ha-mais. That's what Tosfos wanted to say. So Tosfos says this is wrong. It's not the perik beis the trumis, a maisi lo ba-mei vikadiyai. Koyo oichel be-eshkel. Someone was eating a cluster of grapes. V'nichnas migino l'chotza. And now he entered a chotza. Rabbi Elezer Oima Yigmar. He started eating in the Gine. The Gine is Yigmar. He can finish eating this cluster. Rabbi Yeshua Oima Lo Yigmar. No. You came into the chotzer. You stop eating. Fine. Avola Haschil. But it seems from that Mishnah, that means there's a machlokes, if I started eating already, can I continue eating? Rabbi Elazar says you can continue. Rabbi Yeshua says you can't continue. But it would seem if you didn't start eating chutz lechotza, Yizichi cannot eat in the chotza. Avol ahaschil lekule alma osa, umash mishe bechotza osa, afapish lo nichnas labayis. It doesn't say that he went into the house. Midinokat v'nichnas lechotza. So now, Tosfos has a problem according to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said you need rias p'nei abayis in order to make it tevel. Before rias abayis, it would seem it's mutter. Here we have an often a Mishnah that if it entered a chotzer, it seems you're not allowed to eat. Fine. So this is Akasha and Rabbi Yanai. V'yesh loimar. V'moy de Rabbi Yanai de chotzer kevas midarabona. So Tosfos says, a chotzer is kevas midarabona. V'ho de oimar ad sheyire pnei abayis. So let us just go back to the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos had a kasha. We have a Mishnah in Maisris. Eizer chotzer shechayevis b'maiser. Chotzer tzuris. And what's a chotzer tzuris? It's kelim nishmorim l'soicho. So that Tosfos started off with this kasha. And Rabbi Yanai holds that a chotzer is not mechayiv, only a bayis is mechayiv. So Tosfos had a kasha, what did Rabbi Yanai do with this Mishnah? And now Tosis found another Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to eat nachotza. So Tosis was machadish. Tosis was machadish that midarabonon. Tosis was machadish midarabonon. You're not allowed to eat in achotza. In achotza. Because midarabonon, achotza is similar to a bayis. Just like a bayis is mishtama, minatoiri not allowed to eat. So according to Rav Yanai, a chotza that's similar to a bayis, you also not allowed to. Fine. In time, le Rav Yoichanan da oma chotza kaivas midiraisa. Fine. According to Rav Yoichanan da holds chotza kaivas midiraisa. So amai yigmail le Rav Lozo. So not I say zafakir tekashin. Rav Lozo says that what? Rabbi Lazar said that if he started eating chutz lechotzer, he can continue eating. So if this is adarabonon, according to Rabbi Yanai, we say a chotzer is adarabonon. So Rabbi Lazar holds if he started eating, he can continue eating. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds a chotzer skaybas midaraisis. So what is the svar of Rabbi Lazar? The Yeshloima and for Tosfos, the Ayri bechotzer she'ein hakelim nishmorim b'soicho. The Kova elo midarabono. So Tosfos says, just like we mentioned, according to Rabbi Yanai, there's a chotzer that's keveya midarabono. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's also a chotzer that's keveya midarabono. Which chotzer is kevei midrabonim? That's a chotzer she'ein hakelim nishmorim b'soicha. So that chotzer min ha-toire is not keveya, because Rabbi Yochanan said you need dumya the bayis. Ma bayis mishtama av chotzer mishtama. And so min ha-toire you need a chotzer Hamishtama, and that is the Mishnah what Tosfos brought down according to Rabbi Yochanan. So this chotzer is chayiv min ha-toyre. That what we have here, a Mishnah, that if a person started eating in the ginin, he entered the chotzer, he could be goyma. This is speaking about a chotzer she'ein hamishtama according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's chayiv only midrabon. My love besode. Now we hear in the Gemara. The Gemara said that we heard a pasuk kenafshecha that a poyel is not like a lekeach. A lekeach is chayiv b'maisa. And a poyel is not chayiv b'maisa. So the Gemara asked, "Holekeach chayiv my love besode," and this was a kasha on Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan. That was the kasha. My love besode, perish bekuntres. So Rashi said. The loikeach loy odif migmar meloche. The loikeach, the chshivis of mekach, is not better than gmar meloche. Rashi in the sugya had said, a loikeach doesn't need gmar meloche. Mekach alone is machshiv ki gmar meloche. Vinkein, Afilu balabayis. So we're talking about, again, all you have over here is gmar meloche. Alekeach le'odef mik, we're talking about a soda. And alekeach le'odef mik gmar meloche. And vim kain, afilu balabayis chayev mik gmar meloche besoda. And this is Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai. That said, that besides Gmar Meloche, you also need a Knisa Labayis, a Knisa Lachotze, Vikoshe. So Tosfos asks, in Cain, Muki lo, she'ein nigmaro melachta lemaisa. So Rashi is saying, it's speaking about that it was not nigma melachta lemaisa. In Cain, my porich balabayis namichayev, aloi kivin shaloi nigma melachta lemaisa, since it was a nigma melachta lemaisa, yochel echel afilu bebayis, kidama rabbi shaye. Marim odom al tviyosoi machnisa b'moitshelo. So when we learned Rashi yesterday, we said that Rashi was moiridik medayik, oche b'teina sheshanoite, b'teina medes begine b'noife noite lochotza raskinon, and Rashi, that means in the beginning of the sugya, we learned pshat, it was speaking about anovim, ha'oimdim lasis mehem yayin, and it's speaking about before Gmar Meloche, and the lekeich is chayiv, and the lekeich is chayiv, and the balabos is potter. When the Gemara said that you needed knisa labayis, so the Gemara says it's speaking about that ateina imedes begino v'noife noite labayis. So Rashi learns, so now we're speaking about that there was Gmar Meloche with the Tlisha. So that's what the Gemara said, if there was Gmar Meloche with the Tlisha, and it was Nichnas Labayis, so Balabos should also be higher. So Rashi, L'cheire, Fa'emfa, Teis Viskashe, and the Maram and the Marashon, did not learn like this. What is the kasha balabos nami lechayev? We're speaking about before Gmar Meloche, and before Gmar Meloche, afilo nichnas labayis, you also pota. That's kasha number one. For oid shili hamevi kadayayim mashme, the lekulu ameiroi dahosom, Hamekech Eine Kaiveya Ela Bedovo Shenigmaro Malachte Lamaisa. Rashi learned Al Kaponim in the beginning of the sugya that we differentiated between a poyel and a lekeach. And Rashi said claw in the beginning of the sugya that a lekeach is chayev afilu before Gmar Meloche, because the Mekech is Machshevet Kegmar Meloche. And Tosfos says, if you look in Masechtas Peyah, there's not an Amoire that holds that Aleikeyach is Chayev before Gmar Meloche. This is Tosfos' second Kasha on Rashi. So on this Kasha, the Gein Tzvi says, Amoire de Keteres. The Gein Tzvi says, our Gemara, Rashi and Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, that had said that a Lekeach is Chayev before Gmar Meloche. That is when the Gemara held that a Lekeach is Chayev min HaToyche. And I have a posik, the posik differentiates between a Poyel and a Lekeach. So Al Kochoch, it has to be speaking about before Gmar Meloche and a Lekeach is Chayev. So it's muchach from the posik that lekeach is chayev before Gmar Meloche. Rashi said the lomdis because mekach is machshevet kigmar meloche. Our Gemara feels ois that lekeach is in ganzen potter. There's no such posik. Nesmachta ba'almet. So lefi emes lekeach is potter min ha'toyre. So the zicher no chumres of a lekeach over a balabos. So just a balabos needs a Gmar Meloche, so lekeach also needs a Gmar Meloche. That's how the Gein Tzvi emphasizes Tosfos Kash. Al Koponim, Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi, that the sugya was speaking about before Gmar Melachim. V'nireh dohochi porech. Pshat in the Gemara's kashes as follows. My love besode lekeach chayev. Mishum de mekach kevei bedovash nigmura melachte lemaisam. I mean, the Gemara always knew that it's speaking about after Gmar Melach. Before Gmar Melach, there's nothing much to talk about. Our kaponim was speaking about a sod. Then we're differentiating between a poyel and a loikeach. And a loikeach al kaponim, we say, is chayiv besode after Gmar Melachim. Because lekulu, so Takashe, Sai, and Rabbi Yanai, Sai, and Rabbi Yochanan, the Lai Mifligi, when they said you need Rias Pnei Abayis, they did not differentiate between a Lekeach and anyone else. They said in order to be Chayiv, you need Rias Pnei Abayis. And they did not say, Eloikeach does not need Rias Pnei Abayis. So that's Pshan the Gemara's Kasha. Because Lekulo, the Leimit Legim, Vafilo, Beloikeach, Boy Rias Pnei Abayis, Pnei Achotzem. So that's Pshan the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara asked, here we see that Eloikeach is Chayiv Besodim, and you don't need Rias Pnei Abayis. And you said everyone needs Rias Pnei Abayis, and Gmar Melachim is not enough. Hoche b'teine ho'imedes. So the Gemara says we're speaking about a teine that was imedes begine and noite noite lachotzo elabayis. So now Tosfos had a tremendous problem. There's a machlokes harishonim. Which peiros are chayiv in Trumei Maisa min HaTorah? The Baal, we're saying pshat in HaPosik. The Posik says this, kenaf shecho, that HaLekeach is chayiv, and HaPoyel is potter, and we're speaking about Tevel D'Iraisa. Shittas HaTosfos is that the whole chayiv min HaTorah is dogen tirish v'yitzor. Dogen tirish, that means tvue, and tirish v'yitza, wine, uadin, anovim v'zeisim. But ataine is potter min haTorah. Rambam shita is that all peres yona also chayim min haTorah. That's the Rambam shita. Of kaponim, Tosfos has a tremendous problem. We're saying pshat na posik. So we say, hoche b'teine, Oimedes. So Tosfos says, the pasuk is speaking about a teine that noife noite labayis. So Tosfos says, no, you have to take this gemara with a grain of salt. Lav dafke nok a teine. We think pshat na pasuk, de ein boi maise ela midarabono, de midarais eloi mechayiv el dogen tirish v'yitzol. Here we're saying pshat in a posik. They all have the tree which was motzi b'neim, so they said teina, but doesn't mean that the posik is speaking about that. The posik or kochazish is speaking about a kerem. Haimedes begino v'noife noite lachot amadam labayis labayis. So the Gemara wanted to make that when you were Toilish, the Peri, so you brought it into the bias, was Rias Pnei Abayis. So Tosfos, Leimotzi, Leukmi, let us say differently. Kain Shemalakek Begine, why do you have to schlep over the tree, the branch? Let's say he's Malaket Begine, fine. Vahoylech Lebayis Vahoychel. And then he comes to the house to eat the peiros that he has the right to pick. So there's rias pnei abayis because the poil came into the house. So Tosfos says, no, that's not teretz. Then poil oichel ela bishas melocha. A poil can only eat bishas melocha while he's working. He can't take a break and go into the house to eat. Kedisnabe masnisa lekamon. The davke balichosim ayumen lumen oichel minei hoshev aveide. They can only eat when they're going from one row to the other row. But like this, tamazoy to make a break, the heter of achilas poil is only bishas melochet. So that's what we hear to say, that the poil is doing melochet and the bayis. And he's being loiket the peiris from the knife that was samuch lebayis. So then we have Arias Pnei Abayis, and that's the Chiddush that Apoyel is Potter, and it's Kenav Shecho, that it's different than Alekeya.